800-333-1243.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
All right, welcome back to 98Q Country. Stephen Jelen bringing you the girls' varsity basketball game between the Butternut Midgets hosting the Mellon Granite Pickers. Kendra Pritzel is the one that went down on that last play. And we had kicked his commercial until I had more information. Originally, I thought it was a broken leg, but she, just looking at how much pain she was in, but it just looked like a huge leg collision. She was able to come off the court, although putting no weight on it. So if I get any updates on her, we'll see. But she's got staff helping her right now. She's got ice on it. So we're just happy to see that she's being cared for. And so at the end of that play, there was a technical foul called on Butternut, and so Ellie Peters will get a couple free throws. First one goes in. Second one goes in. And then she will get a third. All right. And it goes in. And she gets a fourth, because it was two for the shooting foul and then two for the technical. And it's in. That is huge. 4 points made for Ellie Peters on those free throws, which is huge. There we go. With 2 minutes and 44 seconds in this first half remaining, Mellon took advantage of the shooting foul and the technical called on Butternut to make all four of her free throws, which pushes the score to 23-19. Now, Butternut, they were showing some real moxie there, and Kendra was a part of that comeback. She made a nice layup, but you had Gianna who was getting in, so was Kaylin. So it's not like they're devoid of talent with Kendra going down. So Butternut can absolutely, honestly, if we're talking about it, in the last couple minutes, they were playing pretty slow, methodical. But the moment that they decided that, because in my mind, how I thought was, okay, you have the deeper bench on Mellon, so Mellon should be pushing the pace of the game. But they weren't. And Butternut should be keeping the pace down to keep the girls fresh. Well, Butternut is like, you know, we're pushing the pace of the game. And ever since they started doing that, they are the ones that start putting pressure on Mellon, forcing mistakes, making points, and they brought the game all the way back to a tied state until, you know, this all happened. So, for Butternut, maybe that's just your key to success. You just grit your teeth and say, hey, we're just going to play crazy hard basketball, and it doesn't matter how tired we get, we go for it. Kendra was able to walk to the locker room in her own power, so I just have to see that, so that is good to see that she's walking under her own strength. But with the game now resumed, let's go back to it. Ellie Peters with the ball for Mellon. Getting good defense, has to kick it out to number four, who then kicks it to her center underneath the hoop, shoots the layup, misses it, gets her own offensive rebound, takes a shot, misses the shot. Gianna Nari now has the ball for Butternut. She's now carrying it up the court. Pass over to Lizzie, then back over to Caitlin on the inside, and she makes it. Good shot by Caitlin. The three they needed. It's now 21-23. Mellon leading by two. All right. They were. Oh, they're saying that was a two-pointer, not a three-pointer. Okay. Long shot taken, and it's a miss, but offensive rebound made by Blair, who then misses her shot. And the score, now let's go down. Now we have a player down for Mellon, but the play is resumed. It resumes until it goes out of bounds, which it just did. And so then we're going to have an injury timeout called as Nelia comes off of the court. She's limping. It looked like it was a non-contact injury where she turned and twisted her ankle. So she was able to walk off the court in her own power, so that's good. but she'll probably take a minute, check with her coach, see if she's good to go, get some ice on it. Okay. Mellon, Ellie Peters carrying the ball. Minute 30 left in the first half. Mellon leads by two. And they have the ball. All right, Brooks now carrying it. Gets it to Blair, almost stolen, swarmed by a double team, then back to Brooks. She takes a long two-pointer, misses, and it's fought far into the hoop, and it is rebounded by Gianna. Carrying up the court quickly, decides to hold back, waits for offense to set up. Now it's to Ellie, then back to number two for Lindsay for a long three. Off the rim, it was a good look. She just couldn't get it to drop. And now Ellie Peters with the ball for Butternut. Pass the court to Blair. Then over to number three. Goes to the layup. And no good traveling as Amaya hardly had the chance at a layup. But even if she did get a drop, she traveled. So less than a minute, 53 seconds. Caitlin with the ball. Butternut down by two, trying to tie this before going to the half. A long pass over to Caitlin over the corner. Gets the double team. Has to dribble out of it. She does. Then gets it over to number 14, then back to Isabel. Decides, she holds back from shooting and decides to pass it around. Gianna now has the ball. Passes it underneath as a bounce pass. Gets an open look at the top of the key to number 14. She misses it. And we have a scrum for the ball now. Somehow the ball ekes out, gets to the point guard for Mellon. Passed on to Brooke, then underneath, and it is stolen by Gianna, who has 16 seconds to get this ball to the court. All right, Lizzie now has the ball. Dribble, underneath. Who's got it? Caitlin does. She passes it. It's intercepted by Ellie Peters. 5 seconds. Can Mellon get it? She gets over to Brooke. 3, 2, goes for the layup. She makes it right before half. Wow, great job by Mellon to not give up before the timer there. And she and Brooke was able to make her first 2 points of the half, and it was a nice one, nice timing, as you get to go into the locker room not tied, but ahead by 4. Wow. High-powered first half as both teams seemed to speed up as the first half progressed. Wow. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break here on 98Q Country, and when we come back, we'll have the halftime show here in Butternut. Don't go anywhere. We'll have you when we come back.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you tonight girls varsity basketball game. The Butternut Midgets are hosting the Mellon Granite Diggers here in Butternut. The score is 25-21. It's halftime. Mellon in the lead. And before we get into the halftime show, I just want to say thank you to Bader Sports Center and Phillips as they have joined as a new sponsor this year for our sports. Welcome to the family. It's good to have you, and thank you for all you do in the community as we all enjoy sports of varying degrees and all of them, and so thank you so much. So, going into the halftime show, what do we got here? We have an even game, 25-21, all right? Home crowd getting into it. The difference of score is those four free throws that kind of happened on that play by Mellon as she drove to the hoop and drew the shooting foul, and the players didn't like that one too much, so they got mouthy with the refs, and the refs called it technical. And fair enough, right? I'm not trying to gripe that. That's just exactly what happened. And so Ellie Peters was able to make all four free throws from that. She was 7-for-8 from the free throw line in the first half, okay? And the score's a four-point difference. So you look at it, and you're like, okay, so this is a pretty even game, right? Ellie's just making a ton of free throws, and she's going to the foul line too much. She went to the foul line three times and got 8 free throws, right? Whew. Or 7 out of 8. That's been kind of the big difference there. It's just Butternut has just been fouling too much. Like, we can break down a bunch of different stuff, but if you really want to really look at, like, what was the defining factor that kind of put Mellon ahead of Butternut, is that Barnes is committing way too many mistakes when it comes to fouling their opponent because they're getting these fouls on them while they're shooting. They're shooting fouls, right? So if it's like, if you're going to foul them before they shoot so you don't get them to the free throw line. And the reason I can say that is because Ellie Peters is their point guard. She's going to be driving the hoop a lot. So if you're going to be committing shooting fouls, you're going to be committing shooting fouls on their best free throw shooter. So they just got to clean it up when it comes to fouls, and I think they can keep the game close because, like, they're playing good defense, Butternut is, and their offense is getting good shots. Now, not having Kendra in the second half, most likely, you know, just seeing how hard that injury was. And I did get confirmation from the radio station that she's had some knee issues before, so I might even wonder if that was a knee collision, right? So it's like I see Kendra working her knee out on the sideline right now, so I don't know if she's coming in or not, but we'll see. But I'm just going to say, for the sake of, like, I don't get that information, I don't think she's playing in the second half. She's a big part of that game plan, especially underneath the boards, but, like, I honestly think you could shift probably Caitlin or Gianna underneath the hoop because they got the height and the long arms to be able to compete for offensive and defensive boards against Nelia. So, from Mellon. Like, their offense has been churning. I'd say kick the pace up more. Right now, Butternut just seems more cohesive when they're going faster. And so, that's an interesting trait. Maybe that's just what the game is tonight. So, you know what? Sometimes you just throw caution to the wind. Yeah, we don't have a lot of bench players. Yeah, we just had an injury, so now we're down to one substitute. So let's just kick it into overdrive and play our hearts out. I think that'd be a lot of fun. For Mellon, right now you're on away court. You've kept the crowd kind of out of the game, right? You're up 25-21. And right now the game just seems to be playing through Ellie Peters. She's got 16 points in the first half. And then Blair's got 4, and Neely's got 3, and Brooke has got 2. So Ellie, the whole game's running through Ellie. And I think you can continue to do that. She's drawing fouls. So until Butternut proves that they'll stop fouling you, just keep going to the paint and seeing if you can't keep drawing these free throws. Seriously, get them in foul trouble, which happened 8 minutes into the first half. and see if you can't just keep this game out of reach, because you're keeping Butternut from being able to be aggressive, first off, and second, when they do decide to, you're getting an opportunity to make 3 points. So I think the overall offensive and defensive strategies have been fine. They're both playing man defense, and then they just, whoever has the ball, they just bring a double over. All right, so that's just kind of how it's working, and then they're trying to intercept passes. Both teams are playing pretty simple is not bad. It's just what it man to man is pretty simple, right? So that's kind of their plan. So I mean, for Mellon, keep Ellie Peters in the game. Let her be the defining factor of your win tonight. For Butternut, shut her down. You gotta shut her down, and you gotta stop fouling. You may even want to just permanently double Ellie and see if you can make Mellon prove that they can score points through other players. Like, seriously, that might just have to be your game plan if you are Butternut tonight. All right. Well, we're going to kick back to commercial. When we come back, we'll have second half basketball here on 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. We have about 50 seconds left until the second half kicks off here in Butternut. We have girls varsity basketball. If you're just joining us, Stephen Jetlin, and we have the Butternut Midgets hosting the Mellon Granite Diggers. Mellon is leading 25-21 as the second half is getting ready to start. And during the halftime show, I had said that I'm pretty sure Kendra wasn't playing, but here I am seeing Kendra in the huddle for their team, and she seems she's nodding her head. I think the coaches are talking to her, and, man, that would be such a boon if she comes back in and plays. So we shall see if that's the case. All right, 6-5 seconds. We're going to hear the buzzer here. I'm going to click off the mic here just so we just don't hear over the big one. There we go. All right. There we go. And then once the refs give the whistle, we'll have the pass in by Blair, and she will get it to Ellie, most likely. And with that, we'll have our second half starting off. All right. Refs are giving the thumbs up to each other. There's the whistle, and play has resumed. Second half is underway. Mellon with the lead, 25-21. Ellie Peters with the ball, goes for the paint, drives it in. She tries to pass. It goes over her center's head. Ellie couldn't bring it in, and it goes out of bounds, but in a ball. A pass in by Lizzie, and we'll get to Caitlin here in a second. There we go. Caitlin now has it. 6 points in the first half. See if she can get rolling. Pass over to Isabel. Then at the top to Lizzie, inside to Kendra, who's in at center, gets it over to Gianna, who tries to shoot it up and draws the foul, and now she will have a chance for 2 points. That's a good game plan right there. Get underneath the hoop and trying to see if you can't draw the shooting foul. Gianna's been cold from the free throw line, has only made 1 out of 4. Check that, 1 out of 5, and she's looking at frustrated. She looked at her teammate and was like, how did that ball go all the way in the hoop and then come all the way out? And I'll be honest, I don't know either. So second free throw, here we go. It's up, and it's back of the rim. Offensive rebound made by Gianna. Passes it over, shot up. It's long to Kendra, who then shoots up her layup. And I'm sure Butternut's happy to have her back in the court, as Kendra got the rebound and then shot it up. Got the 2 points, and now the score is within two, 23-25. Millen with the lead still, and now with the ball. Long pass over to number four, then back to Ellie. They're trying to move it inside. They get it to Blair, number 20, who makes a nice layup attempt there. It's 27-23. Butternut moving fast. I think they like the pace of this game. Yana has it. Now Isabel in the corner. She shoots a three, and it's in! Her first points of the day come at a very needed time as they need to keep this game close. 26-27. Mellon still at the lead, and now they have the ball. Pass inside. Back out. Ellie takes a pump fake, drives, goes by her defenders, and she's able to make it on the layup. All right. 29-26. Butternut with the ball. Isabel gets it in the same spot, shoots the same three, misses it, though. And Ellie Peters with the defensive rebound gets the ball over to Gracie Peters, who's carrying up the court, gets past the half-court line, and they get it knocked out of bounds. They're going to stay off of Butternut. Stays in Mellon possession. It was right in front of me, and that is absolutely correct call. That was, like, right in front of me. All right. Blair will be passing the ball in here in a moment. There we go. There we go. Gets it to Ellie. Goes to the hoop. She's going to do, and there we go. That was good. The defense was able to stand their ground there, set their feet, and absorb the charge. And Ellie Peters gets called for a offensive charge. All right, Butternut getting ready to pass the ball in. Here we go. Caitlin now has it. Butternut trailing by three with 16 minutes and 16 seconds left in the game. Plenty of game to play, and the game is plenty close. Ooh, lazy pass intercepted by Gracie Peters, and now Ellie Peters with the ball. Full court press. It's just straight up stolen by Lizzie, who's going to go for a layup. She draws the foul. There we go. That was straight up one-on-one, man-on-man basketball. And Butternut gets the steal. All right. Can Lizzie get her first points of the night with these two free throw attempts? All right. First free throw is in. All right. 27-29. Mellon has already committed three fouls in the second half. None for Butternut. So that is huge going forward. Good start for Butternut. Second free throw is a miss, and Ellie Peters with the rebound. Butternut is putting on that full court press. Gracie has the ball, hands it off to Ellie. Then it's a long pass over for a three-point attempt by number three. Misses it. Offensive rebound made. Then another offensive rebound made. She shoots it. She misses. Another offensive rebound made. They are trying to make it. Another one miss. And finally, after all said and done, Kendra gets the ball. She's going to carry it herself, gets behind the defender, goes for the layup, and a drop. Nelia had a ton of opportunities for offensive rebounds, just couldn't get them to drop at all. There was a lot of swarming under the hoop. This game's all tied up 29-29. Nelia now with the ball. Has to kick it back out to the corner. Ellie for three in the corner. She just makes it look so easy. It's dropped. And now it's 32-29. Mel with the lead again, but Butternut now has the ball. Kaylin has it at the top of the key. Ellie Peters having the game of her life tonight. Kendra has it. Gets it underneath to Gianna Narin, but she drops the ball. That pass came like a missile. Ellie, long pass to Gracie. One dribble, goes for the shot. It's straight a block, but it's going to go out of bounds, most likely off of, I think it's off of Butternut. No, they're going to say off of Mellon. Oh, woo-hoo. I couldn't see. There were so many bodies in the middle of that scrum. All right. Butternut with a break there. Now they have the ball back. They trail by three, 32-29, 14 minutes and 45 seconds. Kaylin at the top of the key passes the ball. Gets it over to Lizzie now. Then back inside to Kendra. Then to Gianna. One dribble goes for the layup, and then she makes it. Man, there we go. Gianna getting underneath the hoop. I literally said to do that. Am I mic'd up? I think I am. All right, Ellie kicks it off to number three. 4-3 off the backboard. It misses. It was a good shot attempt. Offensive rebound made. Amelia gets the ball, misses. But now Kendra carrying the ball up the court. Looking, bounce pass to Gianna. It gets to her, but it was kind of weird, so she has to reset the offense. Gets to Caitlin at the top, dribbles the defender. Back over to Isabel for a three attempt, and it's short. And we now have a rebound made by Amalia. Not Amalia, Amaya. The ball gets hit. Kind of gets whacked by Mellon, it goes out of bounds, and so now Butternut retains possession of the ball underneath the hoop. All right. Score is 32-31. Pass in Butternut. Underneath to Kendra. Goes for the layup and the lead, and they got it. Kendra has the ball. 33-32. Butternut now has the lead. It is almost stolen by Gannon. Now they have a man up, and so number 20, Blair, goes for the layup underneath. Can't get it. Caitlin now has it on the defensive rebound. All right. It's going to be half-court violation. Nope, they're going to call timeout. Oh, Caitlin's holding her ankle. The ref was another injury by Caitlin on her own ankle. I think it went... reviewing it because there was no contact, but she jumped up for the rebound, and I wonder if she just came down weird on it. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break while they're tending to that injury in the middle of the court. This is 98Q Country. We'll come back. We have more basketball.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back. We are here in Butternut, watching Butternut Mellon play for girls varsity basketball. Game is resumed. Score is 33-32. Butternut in the lead with 13 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Butternut with the ball. Caitlin was able to get off the court under her own power. It was an ankle injury, but looks like she'll be good later in the half. We have a swipe at the ball that goes out of bounds off of Mellon. So Butternut retains possession. All right. Isabel looking to pass the ball in. The ball passed in to number 2, Lizzie, who takes the 3 attempt, misses. And Gracie with the rebound. Ellie has it, passes over to Blair. Then it's a quick pass. They're going to call a travel. Man, such a good opportunity. Blair had, it was a weird pass where she had to, like, catch it above her head but backwards. And kind of like ballerina step, tiptoe step to retain her balance. It's just unfortunate because it was a great effort. It's just, yes, that is unfortunately traveling. So, Butternut with the ball. Quick pass to Gianna underneath the hoop. Tries to get to Isabel. She does, but it's kind of awkward, so she has to reset. She's fighting through the defense. And they're calling, I don't know what they're calling there, but it's Mellon ball. I'll be honest, I don't know what that call is. Either way, here we go. Ellie Peters the ball for Mellon. Long pass over to Gracie, then over to Ellie for a short two-pointer over the corner, and she makes it. This game is being run by Ellie, and she pushes the score back in Mellon's favor, 34-33. It is stolen by Ellie, who now carrying up the court, goes for the layup, and she misses it. Gianna gets it. Long pass to Kendra. One dribble. Shoots the layup. And now Kendra with the fast break. And she gets 2 more points. Kendra has gotten 8 points in the second half. It is huge that she has returned. All right. Blair with the ball. And passes it over to number 25. I don't believe I have on my... I do. That is Ryland. It is Gianna near. All right, with the intercepted pass, she's carrying it down the court, goes to the layup, and then she makes it. 37-34. That is huge. Let's see if Mellon can get back in the game here. Ellie passes it over to Blair, then over to number 25, and she's going to get pushed by Lizzie, and that's going to be a foul on Butternut. Good job by number 25. Ryland Cruzan, freshman, to hold on to that ball and absorb the foul. So that is good effort by her. And so she will be. See where she just got subbed back out, and now number 32 is back in Amelia. So now their big center to dominate the board. She's gotten so many rebounds tonight. Pass inside, goes right to her, then back to the corner to Ellie, gets behind the defenders, goes to her center. She tries to shoot up, gets the block. Kendra has the ball, gets it stolen. No, it doesn't. It goes out of bounds. Who's it? Where's the ref? What's he saying? I got one ref standing in front of me, so I couldn't see where it got called. They're going to say butternut ball. Okay. 11 minutes and 24 seconds remain in the game. Butternut has the lead, and honestly, they have the momentum, and we'll see if Mellon can try to break this back into their favor. Caitlin carrying underneath the hoop, tries to pass it to her teammate. It goes off of her toe and out of bounds. There's the break. There you go. Mellon now has it. Question is, now Ellie's been the one that's been down. Oh, we're in full court press right now. Absolute full court press. Ball to Ellie. Then back to Blair. He's now carrying up the court. See if Ellie can get open off of the ball. Back in Ellie's favor. Dribbles into a double team. 1-2 step. She lasers a pass to her center, but oh, that's why it didn't get completed. It's because Butternut hand came flat out of nowhere and knocked the ball out. So it's Mellon ball still, and they'll pass in the ball underneath the hoop. 11 minutes left. Mellon trailing by 3. Pass in goes off of same thing. Just Kaylin reached her hand out. Who's back out on the court, by the way, so that's good. He's working through that ankle injury. Knocked the ball out. Still Mellon ball. Go Mellon looking. She passes, and it's almost intercepted. Blair gets it to their center, who draws the shooting foul. Nice job by Mellon, and especially nice job by Nelia, who through contact was able to get a shot in all of that and draw the foul. So let's see. She's one for two in free throws tonight. Let's see if she can make. Oh, in and out. So she misses her first free throw. Let's see if she can make her second one. All righty. Second free throw. She gets set. Here's the shot, and it's in. Score is now 35-37. Butternut home team still with the lead. Pass left, Isabel. Crowd is getting pumped, watching their team winning right now. Long pass to Kaylin, takes the shot, misses, and we have a defensive or offensive rebound made by Gianna, who misses her shot. Isabel gets the ball. Ball gets ripped out of her hands, but they're saying that it was a foul by Nelia. And so Butternut will keep possession of the ball, and they will. I'm just waiting for the refs to kind of give confirmation. They'll be passing the ball in under the hoop. Pass to the corner to Caitlin. Trying to get through the contact. She does. Runs into the center. Takes a shot. It is blocked. And then number 13 gets her hand at a shot and then blocked again by Nelia, who's this is a force, a presence in the paint. It is so difficult to shoot around her because she absolutely swallows up anyone because she's just taller. Her arms are longer. All right. We have a timeout call by Mellon. And so with that, the crowd is pretty hyped because their team is leading 37-35 with 10 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break here in 90Q Country. When we come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country as the game is resumed. The ball gets passed in. It gets stolen. We have a scrum for the ball. It's going to be called jump, and they're going to say it is in possession of Butternut. Good defense right off of the timeout. 10 minutes and 9 seconds remain in the game. Butternut with the ball in the lead, 37-35. All right. There we go. Butternut, Caitlin has it. Carrying the ball, passes it over to Isabel, who then has to pass it back inside of Caitlin. She gets a, she does not get around the center. And as she trips over her own foot, the ball attempted, almost got stolen, but got knocked out by a Mellon player. So now it is Butternut. I shouldn't say it. Now it's different. It's still there in possession. All right, Caitlin's got it. Decides to carry it all the way back out of the top. It was a bad pass, but still recovered. And then another bad pass, and that is going to be stolen by Blair, who does a great job of keeping it alive. I'm sorry, Gracie had that steal attempt. And then we, after all said and done, huge steal right back by number 14 of Butternut. Ellie Kohler really showing that, hey, you can steal it, so can I. Caitlin now has the ball. Gets it to Kendra on the left side. Carrying it all the way to the top of the key, reaching the double team. Pass behind Ellie, and it is another, we have a attempt, one second, I need to see. It's going to be a foul on number, well, over 21. It's going to be a foul on, is that Guiana? It is, on Guiana Nari. So it'll be Mellon ball now. All right. 9 minutes and 17 seconds. Blair at the ball. Dribbles up into the paint. 1-2 step. Goes underneath for a layup. Misses. Good job to get there. She just couldn't finish. She was so close. Kendra with the rebound. And then we have ourselves another foul by 13 of Mellon. As it was a pushing foul there, Ellie Peters. And so with that, here we go. Butternut, well, they're just tying the shoe quick. Here we go. Shoe's tied. Ref says we can resume play. And Butternut will be passing the ball in here real quick. And there it is. Ellie now has the ball. Tries to get around her defender. Can't do it. Passes the ball to Caitlin. Takes the shot over the corner. Misses. Yannanari gets the rebound and makes the quick layup afterwards. 39-35. There we go. Ellie Peters with the ball. Dribbles back in. You can tell she's getting frustrated. There's going to be a travel on that one. You can tell she's no longer looking for pass rush. She's trying to take control of this game. She absolutely can take control. She's got so many points this game, right? She's got 23 points. She just needs to trust her teammates to get the ball to her when she gets open opportunities and not vice versa. Okay, here we go. The crowd's getting hyped. We have behind me, the stands are full. And I'm right in front of the student section. I'm actually having a lot of fun listening to these guys get into it. Okay. Ball has resumed. It is now 39-35, but under the lead and the ball, 8 minutes and 30 seconds. The score of travel by Caitlin on this pass. I literally was about to say that should have been a travel, and the refs agreed. They saw it just as I did. So Mellon will have the ball with a 4-point deficit. There's still 8 minutes and 30 seconds. So it's Mellon's not in a hurry here, right? This is why I think they can set up the ball. And I think they need to get the ball to maybe Gracie or Blair. Nice pass over to Brooks. Shoots a three, misses it. And now Caitlin carrying the ball up the court as fast as she can. They're trying to play fast. Get it to Guiana. That's going to be a travel as she carried her pivot foot on that one. I know the crowd's a little upset behind me, but that's 100% what happened. Good call by the refs to see that. As she tried to eke out more space underneath a hoop, and she did drag her left pivot foot. Ellie, making space, drives, shoots it over to Brooke. She misses her shot, and then there's going to be, I believe that was a shooting foul. Let's see. They're going to say that's a foul on number two. Oh, no, they're going to say a foul on Caitlin, and Nelia is going to have two more free throws. Good job by Mellon to get underneath the paint. Nelia just absorbs shooting fouls. She's such a presence underneath, and they're trying to fight for this ball because she's so good at rebounding, and she's getting a lot of these calls, which is good. That free throw missed. The only issue is Neela's been cold tonight from the free throw line. She is now 2-for-6. 2-for-7, excuse me. Here's the eighth one, and it is another miss. And Guyana with the defensive rebound. She carries up the court quick, puts the brakes on, resets her offense, gets it to Caitlin, who dribbles, tries to dribble by one defender, can't. And Ellie Peters almost successfully steals it, except the ball went out of bounds. So it'll stay in Butternut's possession. But Ellie's showing that she can play great defense, complemented by her already great offense here tonight. All right, Isabel, pass into Kendra, who just turns and shoots. Nice little catch and release. She misses. Guyana gets the rebound on offense. She's underneath the ground. They're calling travel. Yeah, I know she's mad, but, well, she's smiling. She's not, like, mad, but you can tell she's like, that's travel? It's like, yeah, you were sliding your foot. What those calls, on when you're laying down on the ground with the ball, they can get weird. You got to be careful on being able to get up. All right, Mel with the ball. Gets to Brooke, then back to Ellie, who now carries across. She's trying to get to the three-point line. She does, and we have pass to the corner. And we have a foul by Caitlin on a reach-in. She made contact. And what started out as a clean second half for Butternut, they have caught all the way back up in fouls. It's five fouls to five fouls. And Mellon has cleaned up their play. Yeah! Intercepted pass. Guyana's got it. She pulls it back, gets across, waiting for her offense, passes it over to Caitlin. She almost gets intercepted on that pass. Caitlin can't get by Ellie. She's looking to. She ends up doing it off great handles, misses her shot, and Blair with the defensive rebound. Ellie, now Peters with the ball. Mellon still trails by four, by the way, with 7 minutes and 16. Gets into the paint, 1-2, goes for an underhand layup. She makes it, and they're going to say what foul? They're going to say it's on number... Waiting for it. I just need to waiting for the call here. That's an amazing. It was a shooting foul. And she made the layup on an underhand layup, so she gets the 2-1 here. Great effort by Ellie Peters. She was able to dribble through three defenders, draw the foul, shoot the layup, and make it. And with this free throw, she actually missed one. I didn't know that was possible. And so great defense for Butternut as they're able to get the ball back. They have a two-point lead. They miss the shot. Guyana Narin gets the rebound. She shoots it up. She makes it, and she draws the foul. She gets an and-one right back. That's 8 points for her tonight. Let's see if she can make the free throw. That lead is now back to 4 points, Butternut in the lead. See if it can be pushed one more. All right, here comes the free throw. One shot, and it doesn't drop. Amelia with the rebound on defense. Score is still 4 point difference. Butternut with the lead, 41-37. Ellie Peters with the ball. Blair has it, gets it to the corner, back inside to Amelia. One dribble, pushes through the defender, and makes it look easy with the layup there. There we go, 39 points for Mellon. Butternut still with the lead by two. Caitlin trying to dribble by defenders, kicks it off to Isabel, then gets it to Lizzie, then back to Guyana, fakes a shot, kicks it over to Isabel again, misses it on the three-point attempt. Ellie Peters carrying the ball up the court very quickly, tries to go for the layup, throws it up backwards. There's going to be a foul, but they're not saying, what is it, it's going to be a foul on, I believe, 14. I think that's Ellie Kohler. Let me double-check. That is. And they're going to say it's a shooting. Oh, we're in bonus. I was going to say that wasn't a shooting foul. Doesn't matter. We're in bonus right now. So she will have free throws pretty much every time now. And that one goes in. That's her 10th point in the second half. She's up to 26. Can she make 27 right here to tie the game? And it is in. Wow, 41 all with 6 minutes and 20 seconds. And ball's kicked over to Ellie Kohler, who makes the two-point shot on the right side. Big shot by the freshman, who's been playing great defense today and got her first points here in the second half. All right, 43-41, pass inside, gets stolen. It's a quick pass to Guyana, who's now got a one-on-one to the hoop. 1-2, pushes her arm forward, doesn't get the call. And we have a defensive rebound made, and we're going to have a travel called on Mellon, as she got the ball, went to the ground, and moving her feed a bunch. Timeout called by Butternut as we are nearing the latter part of this game. All right. 43-41. Okay. 5 minutes, 56 seconds. Butternut has the ball now after that turnover. The score is 43, Butternut 41, Mellon. Man, this has been huge. Ellie took a little bit to get rolling. I say that. She's got 11 points. But, you know, it just took a little bit. And now both teams are kind of in foul trouble. All right? So I think this is really going to come down to who makes free throws. Because both teams are not giving up on the physicality, which, by the way, love that. Right? You're in foul trouble. But right now, the refs are letting the girls play. And that's my favorite kind of basketball. Yeah, call the ones that are fouls, but like they're not being ticky-tacky. They're allowing contact. So you, as a player, you just got to find that middle ground of where you can push, where you can shove, and still get in there without committing a foul. All right. Butternut with the ball. Kaitlin has it. Can't dribble by the defender. We have a double dribble called on Kaitlin, who disagrees, but don't disagree with the ref too much. Your team's already been called for a tech for loose lips at the ref earlier. either way, Mellon now has possession of the ball. Ellie Peters carrying it forward. It's a good screen by Blair, then kicks it off to the corner. And Brooke has it, gets it back to Bracey. Then that was not a good pass. Kaitlin intercepts that one easily, carries it to the hoop, puts on the brakes, turns, and she makes it. Huge by the junior for Butternut, who makes her first 2 points of the second half. Ellie Peters tries to go to the hoop, and as she tries to hold possession of the ball up to go for the layup, the ball like kind of slipped out of her hands. Whether it was slipped or knocked out, I couldn't see because how many bodies were in the paint. But either way, it goes out of bounds, and they're calling it as Butternut ball. So Butternut still has that lead of 4 points of 45-41 with 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. So far, they haven't really been able to push this lead past the four-point mark, but by the same token, Mellon hasn't really been able to keep this ball or get this lead back. Gianna shoots it underneath the hoop, gets her own rebound, shoots it up, misses, and does she draw the shooting foul? Let's see. She does. And as soon as I realize that I don't have to wait anymore because of how many fouls it's going to be a free throw no matter what. But I'm pretty sure that was called as a shooting foul, so even if she misses her first one, she will get a second attempt. Gianna has a chance. She makes both of these. She'll be at 10 points in the second half. See if she can do it. First one is in. Swish. 5-point lead, 46-41. She makes this. She'll be 10 points in the second half, 18 total in the game. Let's see if she can do it. Ball is up, and it looks short off the get-off. It is, and somehow she gets her own rebound. Gianna fighting for it in the corner. It gets knocked out of bounds. It was successfully stolen by Ellie Peters, but she got knocked to the floor, and her back touched the out-of-bounds line right in front of the ref. So it's like you succeeded in defense. It's just unfortunate where you'd fallen with the ball. So Kendra now has it for Butternut, passes it inside, gets it to Kaitlin, who shoots it up and just... That Amelia's like, nah, you can't shoot in front of me. Block. That's like her seventh block tonight. My goodness. All right, Mellon now has the ball. Number three has it. Good defense so far. Ellie's long pass over to Brooke. She passes inside Amelia. One step, goes for it. Gets blocked herself. Kaitlin's like, I block you back. Here we go. She's holding on to the ball. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. And I'm hearing some slow it downs from behind me, but I say speed it up. Isabel's got it. She fakes the three and then kicks it back over to Kaitlin on the right side. Then to Kendra. Then over to Gianna. Long pass over. And it just goes out of bounds. As though she had a chance if she got that to take the shot. It just was a long pass that just was out of reach. 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Mellon with the ball. And they trail by 5, 41-46. All right. Full court press. Blair's got it. Gets across the half court line. Nice job by her. Pass inside to Brooke. then long pass over to number three, inside to Nelia. One dribble, goes for the layup, gets her own rebound, gets another one. And with that, she makes the 2 points, and the score is now 46-43. We're within 3 points. We had a timeout called here. Awesome game so far. We're going to go to probably our last commercial break because there's a lot of action going here. When we come back, we'll finish off this game. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
All right, welcome back here on 98Q Country of Girls Varsity Basketball. If you're just joining us, you joined into a heater of a game. There's 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. Butternut leads 46-43. Butternut has the ball. Caitlin has it currently, and they're trying to keep this lead and push it higher, try to finish this game off. Caitlin getting by some defenders, but is ultimately met with another one. Doing the double team on the ball. She gets a good screen, picks up the pace, can't do it, kicks it over to Ellie Kohler, who shoots a three, misses it. And defensive rebound made by, I think that's Brooke. She can't get by the defender. It's going to be off of the hip of Butternut. And Gianna, great defense. It's just that's where the ball get knocked off of. So, they're going to say foul on Gianna. I mean, it's still in possession of Mellon. Mellon trails by three with 3 minutes and 22 seconds. So, close game. You're not in hurry mode. And if Brooke can make these two, she had 2 points in the first half. Let's see if she can make these free throws here. Get it closer. It goes off of the backboard. It just doesn't drop. Defensive rebound made by Caitlin. The score stays at that 46-43 mark. Caitlin with the ball. Just man-to-man defense. Gets it to Ellie. Then back to Caitlin. Brooks, they're right up there. They're not even leaving space. There gets the screen. She's free to pass it inside. It almost gets intercepted by Ellie Peters, but it goes out of bounds. All right. 3 minutes exactly remain in this game, and there's only 3 points separating these teams. Butternut with the ball in the lead. Pass underneath. Gets knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay in Butternut's possession. It bounced off of, I believe that was Neely's foot. A bounce pass. Substitution's coming in. Lizzie's now in for Ellie Kohler. All right, ball gets to Caitlin. She's just holding on to it right now. Looking to get inside. I think right now she's carrying at the half point. Butternut trying to get by. She's pulling the double team now. And potentially three. It gets almost stolen, but Isabel holds on to it. And they're going to draw a foul on number five as Brooke Newman tried to swipe the ball away. And did the foul? They got to be careful. I said it. I think this is coming down to who makes free throws. Right now, Mellon has been missing a lot of their free throws, with the exception of Ellie. And Butternut makes their first one there. I realized I forgot to turn my mic on for the crowd. They're getting fired up behind me. Isabel makes her first free throw. 47-43. Let's see if you can push it a little higher. And it is in. There we go. 48-43. 5-point deficit now for Mellon, who has the ball. 2 minutes and 35 seconds. It goes out of bounds, but it's going to be off of Caitlin, who almost intercepted the pass.
Oh, my
God. All righty. Here we go. Blair is going to be able to pass the ball in here, and here we go. Inside to Ellie. Gets her on her defender, kicks it to Nelia, one dribble, goes for the shot, gets it blocked, gets her own rebound, she makes it! She draws a shooting foul and makes the point.
Good job, Sandra.
Oh, wait. Yep, they do count. There we go. I was waiting for the just to make sure the ref said, yeah, it was. So she has a chance for an and one. That is so big for Mellon. We're trailed by five. If they can, trailed by six. No, they trailed by five. Wow. I can count good. They trailed by five. If they can get this and one, they'll push it back to a two-point difference. All right. Can Nelia drop this free throw? Ball is up, and it's in. There we go. That is the one you needed to make. The score's 46-48. Butternut with the lead still, but now we're back within 2 points. Caleb carrying the ball up, nice and slow. Gets the screen. And now she's just going back and forth. They're going to call timeout. I think that was a good timeout because she was about to get swarmed. I think the coach was living in the future there. 2 minutes and 10 seconds remain here tonight with a score 48-46. Butternut with the lead. And we're on Butternut home court, so the crowd behind me is getting pretty fired up about it. But how can Mellon wrestle this back? Mellon was leading by four going into the half, and now they're trailed by two. So these teams have just been on each other.
Let's go,
if you needed to know which crowd is behind me, there you go. And it's a full crowd tonight. I look right, I look left. I don't see a seat in the house that's able to be sat in. Here we go. I mean, right now, so Nelia had 3 points in the first half. And she got 8 points in the second half. Actually, Ellie Peters has done a good job. And same with, honestly, Brooke and Gracie and Blair have really been looking to get her the ball under the paint. And I think that's such a good strategy right now because she's making her layups this half. The first half, not so much. The second half, yes. Now, her free throws are still not dropping as many as you'd like, but you know what? At this point, it doesn't matter how cold you were before. Start getting hot now, right? Because you can bring this game back with free throws, especially if you're underneath the paint and you're drawing them. So I actually like the game plan a lot by Mellon for their offensive strategy. So Butternut has it. Butternut has the ball. They pass the ball in. Gets it to Caitlin, who then carries it across the line. Gets the ball over to Gianna. Then over to Isabel, who's getting swarmed by defense. It's a triple team. And now we're going to have a jump ball, and they're going to say it's in possession of Mellon. Good job by the Mellon girls on defense here. Butternut being a little lax on moving the ball, as I think they're trying to waste time, but in doing that, they're not moving the ball enough to keep them from collapsing on the ball carrier. So Brooke now with the ball, gets it over to number four, Gracie, then back to Ellie Peters. Back to Gracie Peters, then over to Brooke, underneath to Nelia, who just was not ready to receive that pass. And it just went to Isabel for Butternut. Now Butternut has possession of the ball. 1 minute, 40 seconds. Caitlin, get it back to Isabel. Now she's carrying it, and it's almost a steal. They're going to call a foul on number four for Mellon. That's huge. Because now Isabel, who's a good free throw shooter, has a chance to get this back into that three, possibly four-point lead, which with a game this close, 4 points feels like the magic number right now. All right. 1 minute and 37 seconds remain in this game. Here's these free throws. Do they drop? First one does. That's big. That's big. 49-46. Still a one-score possession, but a three-pointer is a lot tougher than a two-pointer. Here we go. Second one is off the back of the rim. We have Kaylin on the offensive rebound who resets. She now goes back to the top. And here we go. More time bleeds. And they're going to call foul on Ellie Peters.
I think that's kind of a weak contact foul. But, hey, I think the home crowd's pretty happy for it.
I mean, they've been allowing physicality, and I felt like that was a little break from the norm. But, hey, like I said, if you're a Butternut fan, you're pretty stoked for it. So now, here we go. Caitlin, first free throw. Kind of jammed at the back of the rim in the backcourt, so it's a miss. Second free throw. 1 minute and 29 seconds remains, by the way. The score is 49-46. Butternut with the lead, up by three against Mellon, and they have a chance to go up by four with this free throw, and it drops. That was Caitlin, that's right. All right, 50-46. Ellie Peters gets by the first defender, passes it Nila, one dribble, goes for the two-pointer, and
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. 2 points. That was huge. 48-50 now. Steelers come alive in this game, and I believe that that is her 10th point here in the second half. That is huge. I just keep doing that, honestly. Just keep doing that. She's been drawing a lot of fouls, and if she hasn't, she's been making her layups. She's been clutch in the second half, and I think that's a strategy. You have a minute 19, so if you can realistically both teams have two offenses left. You know, outside of like shenanigans or the ball getting stolen or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, fouls and stuff. But like, if you have two possessions left, you can play defense and maybe another, you can force a tie here if you're Mellon here. Now, Butternut, if you just need to score to get this into the 4 point territory, maybe you can start to force Mellon to start purposely fouling you. It's still a 2 point game, so they're not gonna do an intentional foul. Isabel now has the ball. Pass over to Caitlin on the right side. They're just swarming right now. It's just swarming. And they're going to call another foul on number four as Gracie Peters tried to swing in behind her to steal the ball but just ran into her. That one was not ticky-tack. That was a boom. That was a huge hit from behind. And now Caitlin gets a chance at free throws. First one. Drop. That's huge. 51-48. 3 point game, still 1 point game here. Here we go. Coach is directing on who they want the